Looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Monday, October the 4th, 2021. It is currently 4:38 p.m. Central Time. You know where I am. I'm here in the empty sanctuary, Victory Baptist Church, in the middle of nowhere. I'm sitting here with 1 John open, and I'm just going to be honest with you right now. I don't know where we go. I don't know where we go from here. If you listen to Sunday, I mean, I know I talked about this Sunday afternoon. I know I talked about it Sunday afternoon. I don't know if people may have thought that I was just being overdramatic and it was hyperbole and I was exaggerating it, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's a little bit redundant, but you get the idea. But when I finished Sunday morning, I was wiped out. I was done. I was exhausted. It took a lot out of me. And I felt like by the end of Sunday morning that we had gone through, you see, this is part 12, that we had spent 11 parts pretty much makes up over 11 hours of teaching on 1 John. And I just felt like, well, what's next? What do I do next? I mean, that's 11 hours of 1 John. What do I do? What do I do? And I don't know what to do today. This is part 12 in our study of 1 John, but I don't know where we go from here. I really don't. So it's going to be very, very, very difficult how to proceed, but we've got weeks and weeks in front of us. So because we're going to at least follow the curriculum as much as possible, I still think, now I did not receive a lot of emails. One person said, wow, that was a marathon. I think they said it was awesome. I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but they were very appreciative. Someone else emailed me and when I was doing the review of the Steve Lawson sermon, they kind of realized when the light came on, they heard the epiphany of my voice where I kind of realized it. And it was a little bit of epiphany, but it was almost anger at myself for why didn't I catch this earlier? Now, the good thing is my wife was very encouraging to me, saying, no, years and years ago when you taught 1 John, you really emphasized the Gnosticism connection. I said, I know I did, but I fell right into the trap of, yes, you've got to understand this book in light of Gnosticism. However, this is the book that tests your salvation. So I didn't go far enough. I was on the right path, but I didn't get where I felt I needed to go. So I stated it Sunday. I put out the theory. I put out our hypothesis. This is the whole idea of doing theology, not just learning it. I have not received... This is one of those situations where, you know, I wish I would look at my email inbox and there'd be 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 emails and everybody's having a discussion. Well, then today would be easy. Where do we go next? We start talking one another with and through this and about this. And then that would take up another week or two, but I didn't get that many emails. Now, again, if I talked about something it should be considered controversial because we're going against almost every sermon commentary out there. We really took a very unique perspective on the book. So I really thought it was going to generate more something, but it didn't even spark anything on YouTube, for crying out loud. You can talk about the wind on YouTube and someone will get upset with you. So I don't know if either people didn't understand my perspective, which would be very discouraging, or they understood it and didn't really see the significance. Okay, yeah, it's about Gnosticism. I don't care. I don't know what I'm missing, but I really thought that it was going to be like, wow, okay, I've never heard that. Or you're out of your mind. You're an idiot. But it was really kind of just silence. So where do we go? I don't know what we do. The curriculum has us, if we look at the curriculum has us, I'm looking at other notes I have here. Where is the curriculum? I got 9,000 different things open here. The curriculum wants us this week to look at 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 11. And 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 11, and 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. All right? Okay, good, 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 good. All right. Thank you. Heather says that she did understand where I was going. So that is good news. I'm just going to say if Heather says she understood, then she is now the authoritative voice for everyone. If she understood and other people did not understand, then it's your fault. It's not my fault. That okay, maybe I can't really state it that way, but that's the way I'm going. So hopefully everyone understood, and maybe people are trying to still work through it. I mean, that was a lot. I mean, that was a lot of that was a lot. I mean, if I was wiped out just trying to get all of the information out there Sunday morning, I'm assuming it was a lot for people to process. And I think the people in the church felt the same way, that wow, that was a lot. That was a lot. So maybe people are just trying to process it, but so, you know, maybe I should have given it another day. Maybe I should have just stayed at home and not come out here. But there were, you know, I wanted to talk about the success so far of the podcast. I wanted to get that information out there, but I wanted to at least try to give you some direction for this week. Now, I know we're supposed to be in chapter two, but I'm not going to do that. All right. Here's what I want you to do. You've got 10 verses in front of you in 1 John chapter 1. You've got 10 verses. 1 John chapter 1, you've got verses 1 through 10. Here's what I would like you to do. Spend the week just reading that chapter 1, just over and 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 over again. Not even the whole book. Just read chapter 1. That's all I want you to do this week. Just live in 1 John chapter 1. Live with it. If you can create an outline, please do that. Now, I know all of the dictionaries, everybody says the book is very difficult to outline. I'm not trying to get you to outline the book. Just take 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. I would ask you to do the chapter summary method of Bible study on it, but I don't know how many people here currently involved in the Bible study exercises know the chapter summary method of Bible study. I've taught it a bazillion times. But there's maybe people who don't know it. So I'm not going to say do a chapter summary method. You really should. But if you outline it and you read it over and over and over, you're at least doing some of the basic elements of a chapter summary method of Bible study, right? And remember, Bible study is not about interpretation. It's about observation. But I want you to read it and read it and read it and read it. And I'm going to read it here today. And what I'm going to do. So this week, we're really just going to, I don't know. We may stay in chapter one all week. We may. We'll see. But I'm going to give you some. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you just some specific questions to answer or specific things to look up. I'm just going to walk us through verses 1 through 10 and say, this week, look this up, work on this, look this up, work on this. And then a lot of it, what I do the rest of the week is going to be dependent upon you. If you're like, oh, I looked this up, but I didn't understand this, or what about this, or what about that, or what about this, then I will come back and answer those questions, all right? And then maybe I'll just pull some, like, devotional thinking from some of this. But for now, let's just go through each verse, all right? Here we go. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Now, let's stop right there. Now, I think everyone listening will obviously, and we even already went with this idea, but what I want you to do is I think everyone will assume that what's being spoken of there is the word that was manifested, what was manifested, that which was from the beginning, that it's referring to Jesus Christ. All right? That's our basic working assumption. I'm not saying that it's wrong, but here's what I want you to do. I just want you to take some time and find cross-references that you feel would sufficiently prove that what is being referred to, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you the eternal life that was with the Father and was manifested unto us. What is being referred to there, I want you to find some cross-references that you think help support the idea that, no, that is referring to Jesus Christ. By all means, use the curriculum from last week. Use the leader's guide, the discipleship guide, and the adult study guide. Please make use of the curriculum. Now, if you're new and you're like, what curriculum? TheologyCentral.net. Go to the blog section, find the article for Daily Discipleship Guide, and please sign up. Still, based off the number of people listening versus the number of people using the curriculum, far more people are listening than signing up for the curriculum. So, but it's free Bible study curriculum. I don't know why people wouldn't. It's free to you, so sign up for it. And we've had someone who's willing to pay for some extra months of it as well. So that's good news as well. So, yeah, that's what I want you to do. That's very simple, very straightforward. All right, very straightforward. I want you to just figure out. I just want you to figure out. I want you to just demonstrate. I mean, not figure out, because I think we all know that it's referring to Christ. But I want you to demonstrate how you would prove that if someone was to challenge you and question, go, that's not referring to Jesus. That's not referring to Jesus. Now, the obvious question would be, if that's not Jesus, then what is it referring to? Okay, what was manifested? What was with the Father? What was from the beginning? And I you should be able to find at least a, I think you can find another book relatively easy for some very easy cross-referencing, but please look up every commentary you can find and just see when they identify who this is, what scriptures do they use to support their view, all right? So I want you to do that. All right, the first thing is just identifying who's being spoken of in verse 1 and 2. Verse 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Second thing I want you to do this week, so the first is who's being spoken of in verse 1 and 2, prove it, demonstrate it. Number 2, I want you to do a basic word study on the word fellowship there. How many times is fellowship used in 1 John? Is it all the same Greek word? If it's all the same Greek word, what does that Greek word mean? How is that Greek word used anywhere else? I want you to just have a basic understanding of the word fellowship. And this is kind of a repeat of previous exercises, but that's okay because repetition is how we get these things down. I want you once again to answer the question. All right. And if you've already written this down before, just write it down again. I know you're like, well, that's... Even if you just cut and paste it, I don't care. It's just reinforcing the idea. I want you to once again make an argument. Is fellowship here the same thing as salvation, or is salvation and fellowship two separate things, right? In other words, you can be saved and not in fellowship with God, right? Or you can be saved and have close fellowship with God. Is fellowship saying if you're not in fellowship with God, you're not saved? Is it basically saying that, or is it saying fellowship is something different? So just do a basic word study. What is the Greek word? You can look up fellowship in a Bible dictionary. In fact, okay, hang on. I've got to lean all the way over here. One second. And you can determine if the word fellowship in 1 John, is it the same Greek word that's used in other parts of the New Testament that speak of fellowship? That's something else you could look up. I'm going to look here in the... Nelson's New Illustrated Bible Dictionary. And I think we already looked at this. Fellowship. They have an entry for fellowship. Look in the Bible dictionary, see what they have to say about fellowship. Just know everything you can about fellowship, all right? Everything you can. So who is the one that's being spoken of, who is manifested, who is from the beginning? If you say that's Jesus, what scripture would you use to back that up? Number 2, do a word study on fellowship. Let's make sure we have that down, all right? Let's go on to verse 5. Verse 4 says, and these things write unto you, that your joy may be full. I'm not gonna give you anything to do on that, and there's a reason why. I'm not, okay? I may come back to that this week, all right? Starting in verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Right? Next thing I want you to do this week, what do you think it means that God is light? And what other cross references would you bring in to support this idea that God is light? Now you may immediately go, well, God is light. It means that he is holy. Okay. Well, what scripture? Now, you've got the context here that may lead you to believe that, and I'm not saying that that's wrong, but what other scriptures that refer to God as light? What other scriptures would you just do cross-referencing? Cross-referencing and just give a basic summary what it means that God is light. That's simple, all right? So who is manifested? Basic word study on fellowship, and what does it mean that God is light and in him is no darkness at all? Verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. All right, here's what I want you to consider. I won't go into this. I'm going to do this. What does it mean that we are to walk in the light? Like practically, what does it mean that we are to walk in the light? And can you find cross references that talk about us walking in the light? What are some cross references you would find about us walking in the light? Please go through the curriculum and use the curriculum for any of this. Please use the curriculum. It's there for you. Tear it apart. Rip every sentence apart and look for information that would pertain to these questions. So let's go through them again. Number one, who is manifested here? If that's Jesus Christ, what scriptures would you use to support that? Right? That's very simple, very straightforward. Fellowship. Do a basic word study. Basic word study. And look up in the dictionary. Right? Look up in the dictionary. All right. Next, what does it mean that God is light? What other cross-references would you have to this idea that God is light? Kind of give a basic understanding. What does that mean? Now, a lot of people will start trying to really build on it. Well, God is light. It could mean this. It could mean that. You can add some things there, but just try to get a basic idea of the concept of what you think is being said here. All right. And then next, what does it mean that we are to walk in the light? What does it mean we are to walk in the light? Now, I could go ahead and give you more, but I'm just going to stop right there. Right? Because that just gets you going back through these verses, reading them again, considering them again, and just trying to figure out some basic elements in it. Not even how it fits in with the overall purpose of the book, but just some basic elements. There you have it. That at least gets you somewhere to go this week. I know you're going to be like, we're kind of going backwards. No, we're not. We've spent a week working on overview. Now we're kind of start taking some of these basic concepts apart, And, I want you to, start working and see what you can discover and see what you can find. All right. I'm going to stop. I hope I made the right decision there to stop there. I could go further through the whole chapter, but I think that we're going to take it slowly. All right. We're going to take it slowly. And really, what we're going for is repetition. So this week, please just read 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. I know you're thinking, but it only takes like 5 seconds to read it. Okay. Then it shouldn't be a problem reading it every day. Right? Okay. Don't tell me, that's all you want me to do. Be grateful that's all I want you to do. Okay. But just live with it. Just live with it. All right. Breathe it. Drink it. Feed upon it. Until you almost have it memorized. In fact, if you read it a lot this week, you will almost have the chapter memorized. And that's always a good thing because it's God's word. Okay. I know you're like, you're not going to do any teaching. No. This is now. Remember, sometimes the Bible study exercise is me teaching. Sometimes it's just me guiding. And that's kind of guiding you some things to work on. And let's see if you discover anything interesting. All right. There you have it. Okay. I want to start doing more, but I will not. All right? You can email me your thoughts, your conclusions, what you find, questions, difficulties, struggles, newsif@yahoo.com. That's newsif, as I in India, F as in Frank, newsif@yahoo.com. All right? Everyone have a great evening. God bless.